Hey guys, how the heck are you? Espera, hablo, bueno, voy a hablar español en este. No, vamos a hacer Spanglish. Bueno, no, les voy a hablar en inglés. Ok, les voy a hablar en inglés, pero mira, si te cuesta entenderme, necesito que me mandes un email al email que pongo en la descripción diciéndome: ay, Sabri, por favor, no te entiendo en inglés y quiero captar la información. Porque yo no tengo problema hablarles en inglés, pero para mí es prioridad que entiendan la información que les quiero compartir, porque la estoy compartiendo para... estoy compartiendo cosas que me han ayudado a mí para que les pueda ayudar a ustedes en su vida. Entonces, para mí es un poco más prioridad que entiendan que practicar inglés, ¿me entendés? Pero bueno, vamos, we're gonna go for it. I'm gonna switch to English now. And yeah, espera, última cosa en español. Si de verdad es importante para mí tu podcast, importante para vos, mi podcast, y querés que hable en español, mandame un email que me aseguro de hacerte episodios en español. Pero lo que veo, muchos están pidiendo en inglés. So, yeah, we're gonna talk about my current thoughts on relationships. Ah, no, pará, tengo unas ganas de hablar español. Bueno, vamos a hablar de los dos lenguajes. Yeah, my current thoughts on relationships. I have completely, basically reprogrammed myself and my views on relationships, and they're very different from what I'm going to talk about: romantic and just platonic relationships. But yeah, my self-concept. I've followed a few strategies. And I reprogram my mind, and I'm going to tell you about that, and I'm going to tell you what my view on relationships is. So there's a guy on YouTube called Dylan James. I think he's coming up on 100,000 subscribers. And anyway, he's a mindset coach that likes to specifically focus on relationships. And I started listening to him back when I was seeing this guy, like, I think it was been like over a year ago. And I was just kind of like insecure and dealing with some things. And I ran into Dylan James. And I basically, when I find someone that, when I find information that is applicable to me in my life, I have so much fun. Because basically, I got everything that this mindset coach, Dylan James, was teaching. I applied it like crazy, like in my life. That's my favorite thing, like reading a self-help book or joining some sort of program and applying the shit that you learn. That's where the magic is. Like, that's where you literally start seeing results in your life, and your life becomes like a playground. So basically, Dylan James, Dylan James on YouTube, he has a strategy for how to approach relationships. And basically, the strategy is to reprogram yourself and build your self-concept to that of someone that is abundant and confident and is deserving of love. And that's how he wants you to approach situations. So he does have like a bit of an aggressive, it's not aggressive, but he does have this view of like everybody is you pushed out, that life is a mirror, which is an advanced concept to some people, because if it's not taken within the right context, this can lead to like blame or like you feeling awful, like, wait, I'm responsible for my reality. Because obviously with situations of like abuse and stuff, it's like, how do you explain that? Are you saying I deserve that? No, you didn't deserve it. Like, shit happens in life. We're not all dealt with beautiful cards. And let me just give you some perspective here. You have the typical example of like someone that's born rich and someone that's born poor. Just to give you just a little bit of insight, I have been around both, actually, in my life, around very poor people and also around very rich people. And I know it's so easy to have this grass is greener on the other side mentality, especially like seeing people with money. And if you don't have money, it's so easy to see them and be like, you have it easy in life. My life sucks. And wow, maybe that's just like a me problem. It's not everybody. No, I'm just kidding. I definitely used to think this as a kid. But I personally, I have some friends that have been very, very, very rich, like very rich, and they've had some serious, tough, really fucking tough shit go on in their life. I don't want to get into too much detail, but I have noticed this situation where, like, rich people, yeah, sure, they have, like, a ton of money, but some people, some rich people, not all, but, like, especially people born into rich families, while this is definitely not an everybody situation, but some people, sure, their parents have a lot of money, but they have very little freedom and very little say in their life. And from my personal assessment, the pain seems like pretty even throughout, like comparing both situations. However, there are some people that have some crazy freaking childhoods, and even then, that is not an excuse, because I follow this, I used to, there's this woman, I don't necessarily follow her work, but I heard about her when I was little. Her name is Joyce Meyer. One more example, this all goes with the topic, okay? Joyce Meyer, long story short, she was this woman that growing up, she was abused by her dad crazily, hundreds of times raped and sexually abused. It's that her childhood, when she describes it, is crazy. Anyway, she grew up in this crazy environment. Obviously, like, she ended up in a super toxic marriage herself because she just did not think she deserved love. And then basically, she's a Christian woman, and she restored herself, like, through the Bible. She basically went in with God, and she's like, okay, this is a you and me problem. I let go of my dad. I forgive my dad. And this woman restored herself, and now she is a worldwide preacher, and she is helping thousands upon thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of women who have been abused as well, to completely claim back their power, forgive, move on, create amazing marriages, and live a beautiful, pure life. So all this to say, just get over your victimization. I know it's so tempting. I know it's so tempting to be like, boo-hoo, look at my life. I've been to, like, I get it. We've been through some crazy stuff. And, you know, maybe actually don't get the depths of your situation. But I want you to know, everything I'm saying here is coming from pure love. And I believe in you. And you are capable of restoring yourself no matter what you have been through. Maybe you've been through some things that maybe only people like Joyce Meyer really understand the depths of the pain and corruption that you've been exposed to. And if that is your case, I want you to know you are not alone. If maybe look into Joyce Meyer's story and start looking into people that have been in crazy, crazy, despicable situations, and they have been able to restore themselves as humans. We have that ability. But there is a step where you have to take responsibility for yourself and choose to get yourself out of that ditch. I have the, and then I'm going to go into the practical stuff about relationships, but just to add a little bit of background for this mentality, I have this idea in my head that, like, this image I'm going to share. Imagine two people that are, like, basically the same person, for example's sake. Like, let's say they're twins, they're genetically the exact same, and they're both thrown into two separate ditches, like holes, very deep holes, by someone evil, someone that just wanted them to suffer in a hole. So this person threw them in the hole, two different holes. They don't have contact with each other. And this person walked away. They went to another part of the world. They were just evil and mean, and they wanted to throw people into holes, and they're just going on with their life, probably still throwing people into holes. And maybe they are throwing people into holes because they themselves in childhood were thrown into holes, or they just, I mean, also, like, these abusers, I don't want it to be such heavy context, but I guess that's where it's going. Obviously, what they do is despicable, but if it helps, it's not personal. Like, even if they are specifically, I mean, there are narcissist situations where it kind of is personal, but it is their complex, crazy mental stuff going on that's causing them to do that. It is not because you as a human are not worthy of love, okay, at all. In fact, you are completely worthy and you are powerful. And my intention is actually for you to get some of this power in this podcast. So anyway, two people are thrown into this ditch. the evil person has now moved on. They're just like not coming back. They're irrelevant to the story basically now. And then I want to talk about the differences in mentality. Let's do dude one and dude two. Dude one is really upset that he got thrown into the ditch, and he is blaming this person that threw them into the ditch still. Let's say it's been 20 days and they are still in the ditch, and they are just angry and mad and defeated, and all they do is sit there on that, in that ditch, in the hole, un hueco, no? They're sitting in this hole that is so hard to climb out of because it's very, very deep. Like, he's got to climb a lot and risk his life basically to get out. And he's just sitting at the bottom of the ditch. I don't know how he has water or food. I don't know how he survived 20 days. That's not the point of the story. But wait, stay with me with the example. So he's just like blaming the other dude who's now long gone. Okay. And he's just sitting there in that ditch saying, frick, life sucks. Life is awful. I look at the light. There's this saying in English, right? Look at the hand that life dealt me. Right? Look at how awful life treated me. It's been so unfair. All right. Dude number two. Same situation, same genetics. He also got thrown into a ditch. This is another hole. And it's also very deep. And this dude is like, he for some reason chooses another mentality, which is the mentality I want to offer you today. He has this mentality where he says, fuck, I've been thrown into a ditch. Like, I'm guessing I did not deserve this, and this sucks, but okay. Okay, I'm in this ditch. How can I get myself out? I love myself. I want to keep living life. I think, I believe there's life out there for me outside of this hole, and it looks like no one else can get me out of this hole. I'm alone in here. I'm going to get myself out. And this dude starts climbing. And he falls down and he gets dirt in his nails and he starts climbing and he builds muscle. And yeah, maybe at some point he's angry at the man saying, why did he throw me into this ditch? Look at all the work I'm needing to do to get myself out. But for some reason he chooses, there's no one else helping me get out of this ditch. And it's not gonna help me to get out of this hole to blame this other guy like dude one is doing. Blame and guilt and self-pity, they seem nice, but they are actually, they have this payoff where you can sit there and not do anything and blame the other person, and you can avoid responsibility and you can avoid work, but you stay in the ditch. You can't access your own power to get out. So when you let go of the other person having responsibility for taking you out of the ditch that they have thrown you in unfairly, they shouldn't have. But things happen in life. I think life in a way is about ditches. I mean, not to justify or make okay the awful things that we have like been through. I know some of you guys have been through crazy things. It's not okay that they threw you in the ditch. You didn't deserve that. But long story short, you are in the ditch right now, and you are the only one that can get yourself out. And this goes into a deep mental situation. Like, I cannot go into your mind and fix it for you. This is something, everyone has this inner battle with themselves. Anyway, how does the story end? Dude two, through work, through believing in himself, through muscle, through soreness, through really showing up for himself unapologetically and saying, you know what, I got thrown in, but I'm gonna get myself out. He gets out of the ditch. He eventually develops the abilities to climb out. And you know what, now that he is out of that ditch, he is a million times stronger and a different person from when he was when he got thrown in. Does he have trauma? Does he have things to deal with now? Yes. But he also is stronger than he's ever been. And he also has more compassion than he's ever had for other people that have been thrown into ditches. And he also maybe is going to go into the other holes and shout in there and coach people and help them to get out and tell them, hey, maybe he goes to dude one and say, hey, I know you're upset. I know you're angry, but I want you to get out of this ditch and look at life. There's like fresh air up here and there's so much to build. And the bad guy is long gone. We have opportunity, and I'm so much stronger. I can probably stand up to the bad guy now. So let me help you get out of this ditch. Let me show you how to start climbing, which in a way is what I'm doing right now with you guys. I found myself in a very dark mental hole at some point when I was younger, through shit that I personally have been through too. And now here I am, outside of the ditch, completely forgiving of whoever threw me in. You know, I've everybody that was responsible for me being thrown into a ditch, I personally have chosen to just forgive and let go and even bless them. They didn't know any better. They really didn't. I really don't see that it wasn't personal. But anyway, that's a deep story, and I get that some people have been through way like crazy abuse, and it's not easy to get to that mentality. And I'm not saying you need to get there now in order to be okay, but start shifting or start opening yourself to the possibility of dude too, of getting yourself out of the hole. And let me tell you, yes, you are strong enough. You are capable. Whatever you have been through, you are capable of getting yourself out. And I know as much as you want to get out of the hole right now, I just want to encourage you to enjoy the journey, because it does get better. Anyway, moving on, how do we tie this into relationships? And maybe we'll start a new little series here, because this is a very interesting topic. Dylan James basically taught me to transform my self-concept to someone that is worthy of love. I had to reprogram myself, because growing up, personally, with my birth father, I have an incredible stepdad now that I refer to all the time. I actually went to the movies with him yesterday, and it was so fun. But my birth dad, completely forgiven, and I really don't want to like throw him under the bus on my podcast, but basically just like, we're going to keep it light. And just like growing up, I really wish I had, I mean, I don't now wish I had a different father than I did. I get that my dad did the best he could. And like I said, like, I have this mentality where it's like, I love you. I forgive you. You didn't know any better. You didn't have another capacity to love. And maybe like the weird shit that you did that I am now working through. Whatever. Like, it wasn't personal. Like, I really got that. You didn't know any better. And as a child, did I deserve to go through that? No. But I did, and I'm responsible. I'm now an adult. Actually, I'm 25 years old, and I'm now responsible for restoring myself and establishing norms and roles and not being consumed by bitterness and passive aggressiveness and all this stuff. But I had to change my self-concept because of the way I grew up. I had a self-concept that love is dangerous and weird, and that sex is like perverted. By the way, like, not, I was never physically abused, just so you know, but whatever, I did go through things that like some emotional abuse and some weird turbio shit that really skewed my view personally on sex. I mean, and also growing up, I grew up in a I'm gonna fucking say it. No, I'm not. Wait. I think the church that I was exposed to personally was way too intense. But I also take responsibility with the way I interpreted everything growing up. But for example, just like in the realm of sex, I had this crazy, I mean, I had sex like mixed up with like perverseness and guilt and shame and just like all this crazy storm that as an adult, it was like, I got into therapy, I got into coaching, I started reading books, and I'm like, Sabrina, if you want to have not only a great sex life, but like incredible relationships and deep love and really expand myself, I had to go to work with myself. I had to get myself out of my ditch. I had to face my stuff. And this ties into relationships because Dylan James, he teaches that it's your self-concept that is causing your reality. And again, I know I say this lightly because there's some people that are maybe in really tough relationships. And I think there is a change. I think there is like the vulnerability you have as a child and you're just like exposed to things. But there is a change when you are an adult, or even as you're going into your teenage years, you're not too young to start reflecting on what's happened and re-choose and recreate your story. You're not default to the programming that just ended up happening as you grew up. So one of the strategies Dylan James has for reprogramming yourself, there are a few ways to reprogram yourself. And one of them is listening to audio tracks all night long. This is something I'm not new to, actually. When I was younger, my mom showed me this, and I would listen to subliminal messages, which used to be kind of like weird back then, but it's been completely backed up by science now. So Dylan James has, and I want to record some for my YouTube channel. I probably will do that soon. I tried doing it and like it didn't, I felt very resistant to it. Something wasn't flowing, but I will do them. But if you really want to start, I do recommend going to Dylan James. He has all night affirmations. Right now I'm listening to the self-confidence one nonstop. He has a limitless manifester one. Just listen to any of his all-night affirmations. And you can look at his channel if you want to go with his strategy. I've used it and it completely worked. Basically, I listened to, for 21 days, all night long with headphones, these affirmations he has. It's 8 hours. And basically, he just says, I am worthy of love. I am deserving. I am confident. I am at peace. I'm balanced in my sexual energy. Just like a ton of stuff. Like, I believe I am worthy. I'm able to create whatever I want. It was all these, and it just loops for 8 hours. It's probably like 20 minutes that just loops. This fucking works, you guys. It's crazy. I'm probably going on like 4 or 5 months of this. That combined with other things I've done has, I mean, I've reprogrammed my mind. Like, I genuinely, it's amazing, honestly. It worked. Well, I'm going to go to a more practical side. I got really deep on it. But going back to the situation I went through last year, I was liking this guy and I wasn't feeling worthy of it. There was like another girl he liked as well. And it's so funny because it was the situation that like would have frustrated me in the past. And I approached it in a way I had never approached it before through Dylan James coaching, which was instead of trying to change the guy to treat me differently, I worked completely on my stability and my self-concept. So I listened to these affirmations all night long. And then during the day, my focus, instead of which I'm sure a lot of you guys have it this too, instead of this obsessive thinking about this guy that I liked at the time, it was kind of inevitable to obsessively think at some points, but I would continually go back to myself. So if I was feeling triggered, for example, that he went on a date with this other girl and I really liked him and I didn't want him to date another girl, instead I did not talk to him about the topic. Because I took on this approach personally where I said, my reality is me pushed out. This sounds kind of crazy, and take it with a grain of salt. This does not have anything to do with blame or you deserving to being treated bad. But from a responsibility standpoint, from like a dude to I'm going to get myself out of this ditch, I personally realized if I'm liking someone and they are liking someone else, I must have a belief that I am not worthy of love and the love I want wants someone else and doesn't want me, which was the case for me. So and this is all through coaching with Dylan James, but the approach I took was I would ignore my circumstance. I would ignore the fact that this dude was kind of liking this other girl, and I would focus on myself, and I would focus on having fun and giving myself the experience of being loved and working on my self-concept and stabilizing. So stabilizing was huge. Dylan James has this affirmation. I actually have a stabilizing affirmation on this podcast. It's called a 10-minute affirmation meditation to stabilize. It's in Spanish and English. This meditation is crazy because what it does is in our bodies, like this is in our bodies and in our minds, our self-concept. So if you are believing you are unworthy of love and you are triggered by something in your circumstance, The idea is basically it happened in your circumstance because of programming that you have. Again, you are not responsible. Like, it is not your fault that you have the programming, and this is not to blame yourself, but it is a realization that you do have a programming that's causing your reality, and the only one that can change it is you. I don't know who threw you in the ditch. I don't know who caused this awful programming that is causing the stuff you don't want in your life, but no one can get you out of that ditch but you. You are the only one in that ditch. You are the only one in your mind, and you got to learn to climb. You got to get your hands dirty, and you got to start trying. So basically, I realized, okay, this situation with this guy that's liking this other girl and me feeling insecure, oh, guys, what I'm gonna say is crazy. I realized I do not need my circumstances to change in order for me to be okay inside. It's a different game I started to play. So basically, I would ignore the situation with the guy, and I would go into me, and I would, first of all, in those situations, I would realize I was triggered. I was freaking out, like, and I would notice my body, my nervous system acting up. Oh my God, I'm unworthy of love. Like, I'm too weird with, like, the sex situation, and just, like, all these insecurities would come up. And what I would do is these 10-minute stabilize meditations, and I would ignore the circumstance. I would breathe deep, and I would calm my nervous system down. And this was like cutting through all the bullshit, basically. Because if you can breathe deep and stabilize yourself in 10 minutes, you are cutting the loop. Because basically, I've learned so much, we're going to start a series, but basically what happens is your beliefs, they reaffirm themselves through your body and cause you to react a certain way that you keep creating the same thing in your reality. You basically keep creating it energetically and with your actions, because your thoughts cause your feelings cause your thoughts cause your actions. There is a loop between thoughts and feelings. Sometimes you're not even thinking disempowering things. You're just automatically feeling it in your body. Okay, I'm just trusting that you're understanding everything I'm saying. So basically, I began this, long story short, and I think we'll end the podcast here, and I'll give you guys more strategies. And I'm also going to end with something practical you can do. But I learned to stabilize myself. I use these affirmations all night long. And then also during the day, I would listen to a lot of Dylan James videos. And I learned to start creating a life I love and getting myself out of the ditch and enjoying the climb and doing stuff I genuinely liked. Because in the past, what was my pattern, which I feel like this is most people's patterns. Most people's patterns is, fuck, I kind of hate my life. I kind of am so anxious, and I like you, and thinking about you, my crush, you give me dopamine, so I'm gonna start fixating on you, and I think you are the access to my happiness, and I need you to act a certain way that doesn't trigger all my childhood stuff in order to be okay. No, we have left that fucking world. So to finish off, let me tell you what my current view on relationship. Long story short, with that guy, it ended up being pretty great. He completely... This is my side of the story, okay? But this did happen. He did completely want to commit to me. The other girl became irrelevant, at least the time that I was with him. And we had fun, and it was an incredible... It was a great relationship for what it was. And the way it became a great relationship was I focused on myself, and I found my confidence, and I gave myself the love, and I came to the relationship from abundance, from not needing him to act a certain way in order for me to be okay, which is crazy, because some people are living their life with all these thorns, all these triggers, and they're trying to change the world outside of them so that they are okay. Let me tell you, there is a way, but first of all, that doesn't even work. You're literally doing an impossible task. And also, there is a way to completely calm yourself down. Okay, so I'm going to tell you how I go into relationships now. And actually, I'm going to give you a very current example. This is someone that like, I guess, into right now. I get giddy thinking about it. But anyway, what is my self-concept now? These are months later. I kept listening to the affirmations. I kept learning so much. So my view on relationships now is, I like this guy and he's great. And I genuinely believe I am worthy of any guy I choose. And I am amazing and I'm beautiful and I am a prize and I am an incredible woman for anybody to be with. And I am an incredible asset. So base asset, that was an interesting word, but okay, we're just going to leave that there. So the way I'm approaching the situation now with this guy, which is so funny to reflect compared to how I handled the last situation, I am abundant as fuck in this situation. So does this guy ever do things that trigger me? Yes. And I don't, there is a point of communication, but I don't necessarily communicate it with him at the beginning, because if he does something that triggers me, I know it is me that is triggered. It is not personal. And now if I see something that I don't like in my reality, I fucking ignore it, because I'm like, wow, this is a result of old beliefs that I no longer want. So I don't stress out and I just go to work on my beliefs and my self-concept, and I stabilize myself a lot. So with this guy, so funny. I mean, I'm looking back at the situation with this guy, the current guy right now, and there are so many points that anyone else with another mentality could have been like, oh my God, you're a bitch, and like, you are toxic and weird, and I don't know. I feel like he's amazing, this guy, but like, because of old triggers, I could have so many times like gotten angry at him for like hanging out with other girls or like all this weird shit, and I didn't. Every time, which I was very triggered in situations knowing this guy, every time I went back to work on my self-concept, listening to the audios all night, stabilizing myself, doing the affirmations. When I would get triggered, when I would start freaking out, like, oh my God, I really like this guy, and I don't know if he likes this other girl, or if he doesn't like me, or he doesn't text back, I would do a 10-minute stabilization meditation. And I would literally, I started to train my body and reprogram my body out of this adrenaline and this story that I am not worthy and like all this stuff. And I would calm my body physically with deep breaths and a meditation. And I literally stopped the mental loops. I actually replaced them. So basically, who knows where the situation will go, but my current view on the situation is, I think everything that's happening is pretty fucking cool and beautiful. And my beliefs in the situation is that I am amazing, I am worthy of love, and this dude is amazing. I want to keep getting to know him, but everything is working in my favor, and whatever happens, I'm going to be okay. And I do genuinely, I love myself. And I'm not needing this guy's love to be okay. I have my back. I love myself. And I am coming to the, look at what a different world this is, guys. I'm coming into the relationship from abundance. From, hey, I'm responsible for my own emotions and my own triggers. And yes, I can communicate some of them with you, but you are not responsible for me feeling okay. And you are not responsible for me feeling loved. I am responsible for loving myself and creating that self-concept. And I come into the situation abundant, and I get to love you, and I get to contribute to you. This completely works with friendships as well. Like, and you also gotta remember, like, we are all humans having a crazy, complex experience. And a lot of people are in survival mode and they're just trying to survive. Honestly, this guy is woke like me. Like, he understands on a deep, like, he lives basically what I'm living now, which is actually very fun. Like, imagine, like, a relationship where both parties are responsible for their own love and they're coming into the situation to contribute, and they're not needing each other to change in order to be okay. Like, do you know the freedom that gives you in a relationship is incredible. So... And also, Yeah, and it's so funny. I mean, I even noticed like a little bit of lingering of beliefs about like third parties. Like, if you're liking someone and they're liking someone else, like what I believe is there is a belief inside you that you are not actually worthy of it, and you're not, I don't know if the best, like it doesn't have to be a competition, but like you can start creating the belief in your mind that just so you know, this is an option. And this might sound so crazy, and you might have a lot of programming against it, but maybe you could just sit with it. You can be completely worthy of the love that you desire, and you are worthy of commitment. I mean, right now at the moment, I'm not necessarily looking for commitment with the guy. I mean, I'm very open. Interesting. But I'm not needing it. I'm not needing the commitment in order to know that this is real or that I'm loved or like all this bullshit. It's like I'm coming from such an abundant place, and honestly, I'm falling so in love with myself. Like honestly, like I really fucking like this guy. But also like the deep love I feel for myself makes me want to cry of joy sometimes. So I don't know. That's kind of, I don't know. That's where we're gonna end this. Just possibility in relationships. Imagine going into relationships from complete abundance, where you are not responsible at all for my well-being or my emotions or me knowing that I am worthy of love. And I'm able to provide that for myself so much that I can come into the situation and love you and receive your love and receive it. Oof. What is your capacity to receive love? I mean, what if you're looking for all this love and this commitment and someone to sweep you off your feet? Do you even have the capacity to receive it? Because let me tell you something, if you have a self-concept that you are not worthy of it, and you can manipulate circumstance, you can manipulate people into like not triggering you and living a certain way so that you can kind of like, you're actually not going to feel loved, because if you have a if you have a belief that you are not worthy of it, no matter how much they love you, it's never going to be enough, because your beliefs create your life. So if you believe that you're unworthy of love, you're going to keep creating that. And no matter what happens in your reality, that's going to be your reality, basically. All right. That is my podcast. I feel this was like a sweet spot to end this at. Okay. Yeah, let me know your thoughts. If you have anything you want me to add to the topic or explain, send me an email. It'll be on the show notes, on the description. I'd love to have a dialogue with you guys. It is honestly an honor. It is so fun when I get messages from you guys. I'm like, fuck, there's people listening to me, and like I'm actually helping them, which is so cool. All right, and to finish off, you are worthy of all you desire. And I remember I used to hear that and I'm like, what the heck? Like, I remember I used to want to feel worthy so bad. And it seemed like such an outside, faraway thing. And I'm sitting here right now. By the way, I don't know if I told you guys, it's 6 a.m. I woke up at 5 a.m. They say when you start listening to the nighttime affirmations and you start aligning your self-concept, you kind of align to like the sun, and like your energy like evens out, and you do naturally wake up earlier. I don't know if that has to do with that, but yeah, I've had such a productive morning. Anyway, what was I gonna say? You're worthy of love, and it's so weird because you can be worthy just by deciding to be. You already are, regardless. Like, it's always going to be there, as much as you want to deny it and create proof against it in your life. If you allow yourself to deprogram yourself, the stabilization meditation literally helps you to stop the loop of like thought, feel unworthy, and then the action you take to like prove that you are unworthy, and then you feel it again, and then you take more action. It helps to stop that, to do the stabilization meditations. Yeah, okay, I'm gonna end this here. Okay, love you, bye.